Charles.
Pam Omidyar, the founder of Hope Lab, knew the struggles of teenagers with cancer. They endured weeks of brutal chemotherapy in the hospital and went home a mess. Sapped of energy, their hair falling out, their throats raw and tender, their immune system wrecked. But when they finally walked out of the hospital to return home, there was one silver lining. The worst was likely over. Their obligations would be relatively simple. They'd need to immediately report any symptoms they developed, such as fever, and take their medicine faithfully, which might include a regimen of antibiotics and low-dosage chemotherapy pills for 2 years. But many teens simply failed to comply, partly because following the medication regimen wasn't easy. The side effects of chemotherapy, even at low doses, were rough. Nausea, skin breakouts, tiredness, irritability. The side effects of the home regimen, though, were nothing compared to the horror of intensive chemotherapy, and by missing their doses, kids were risking a recurrence of their cancer. Steve Cole, the research director for Hope Lab, says, "If you skip 20% of your doses, you don't just have a 20% higher chance of getting cancer again. Your odds go up 200%. How could teens take such a terrible risk?" Omidyar was convinced that teens simply weren't getting the message. She sought a new way of influencing their behavior. Something unconventional, something that spoke in their language. Her inspiration? We'll make a video game.